This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, a little bit more now on jobs. A dispatch from the Marketplace desk of cognitive dissonance. On the one hand, the headline number, as we say, was just 199,000. As I mentioned, less than half of what all the experts and know-it-alls had been guessing, and less than November's actually revised number of about 250,000 jobs. On the other hand, as economists like to say, the unemployment rate has dropped again, as I pointed out, by a not insignificant 0.3% to 3.9%, which is close to as low as it got before the pandemic. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains, this is a tale of two data sets.
Actually, it's a tale of two different employment surveys that are combined together to form the monthly jobs report. Heidi Shierholz was chief economist at the Labor Department during the Obama administration.
The survey that gets maybe the most attention is the total number of jobs added, and that is from the establishment survey. Businesses are asked, how many people do you have on payroll? So that's how we get this count of the total number of jobs in the economy.
But that can't tell us how many people don't have jobs. For that, there's a separate survey.
The household survey, where survey takers ask people, are you working? Are you looking for work? And it's from that survey that we get the unemployment rate.
In December, employers said they added 200,000 payroll jobs, but about 650,000 more people reported that they were working, and that helped push the unemployment rate down. Now, these surveys do diverge sometimes. There can be faulty seasonal adjustment, bad response rates, but there is a difference in how the surveys define employment. The establishment survey basically just counts people who get a paycheck for working for an employer. But Bill Rogers at the St. Louis Federal Reserve says the household survey also includes
people who are in agriculture, who are working in an unincorporated self-employment situation, workers in private households such as nannies or housekeepers working under the table.
And that's significant right now, says Mike Fratantoni at the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Individuals who are self-employed or have some spots in the gig economy, people, you know, working a little bit on the side, I think that's a positive for the economy.
Fratantoni says the slow pace at which employers are adding jobs right now might just indicate how hard it is to find and hire workers rather than weakness in the economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.